we talk cross country, is cross country teams have had a pretty good run here this year, and they were at Nest City last Thursday, both teams taking the top spots of the team, both the boys and girls. They'll be at Lakin on Saturday, and that'd be kind of nice for them because that's where regionals is at in a couple of weeks here. We will talk with a couple of freshmen joining us here, and whoever gets to take the microphone will talk with you. Yeah, I'll go ahead with you first here. Macy Brown joining us here this evening, and thanks again for joining me here, and how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And, of course, freshman year cross country, you've had a few meets under your belt. How do you think you've done so far this year?
I've kind of had, like, it's kind of been a lot harder than middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Emma, she's worked really hard over the summer, and I kind of slacked on that. So it's going to be hard to get back up to that place. Right now I'm sixth runner in varsity.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty hard, but it's fun.
It's probably the biggest challenge is having to go from the 2 miles or whatever you ran in middle school to the 5K in high school.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Like, it's really hard. Like, in middle school, I felt like I was trying, but now I feel it's way harder, and I have to try a lot more to finish and, like, not walk at all.
Yeah. What are some things that you've learned along the way here this year?
That don't go fast in the beginning. Well, that's just my thing, because if I go too fast, I'm going to slow down, and I need to control my breathing, because if I don't, then it's just going to be really hard run. And, yeah, stay with me. It's like stay with people, and people ahead of me, I just have to stick right beside them to the whole way until I can pass them.
What's been your best meet so far here this year?
I think it was my last meet. I PR'd. I got, like, something around, like, 22,
mm-hmm.
and I got 11th.
All right, and Saturday you run at Lakin, and have you run at that course before?
In middle school, yeah.
Okay, and what do you remember maybe about running that in middle school?
It was always really cold. Like, last year it snowed, and the other year it was really cold, too. But I always liked that course because mm-hmm. it was never hot.
Yeah.
And I just liked how the course was ran.
Okay. I mean, do you like running in cooler weather or warmer weather?
Cooler weather.
Okay. It's not going to be too bad Saturday, I don't think,
yeah,
in the morning.
I think it's going to be a little bit warmer than it's been, but, yeah.
You don't want to run in the snow, though, do you?
No, it was kind of bad last year, but
because
you had to wear, like, hats and leggings and shirts under your uniform.
Yeah, stay warm there. Well, Macy, first time here on the radio. Were you a little nervous?
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming up here the rest of the season.
Okay.
All right. Once again, Macy Brown joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and another newcomer here to our show. It's going to be freshman Dylan Duff. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, have you had a pretty good freshman here so far?
Yep.
All right. What's been your favorite race?
Probably Nest City, because that's the one I did the best at.
Of course. If you did the best, that's got to be your favorite, right?
Yep.
It's a little flatter, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, kind of.
What's probably been the most challenging course you've been on this year?
Ooh, probably Goodland, because that one is really hilly.
Yeah, and hey, you'll run there, of course, next week for a league, if I'm not mistaken. So, but what's it been like being on the varsity here your freshman year?
It's difficult because there's a lot of challenge and competition. And
what are some things that maybe you've done to prepare yourself mentally for some of the competition that you've run against?
Just stay, like, with a couple people and focused breathing and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, of course, I mentioned here with Macy a little bit ago, but you've run a little bit longer here this year, longer course here, 3.1 miles, 5K. What were some of the challenges maybe early on to adjusting to the longer run?
It was a little difficult because you weren't really used to it, but after a while you got used to it.
I guess when it was middle school, 2 miles was a little bit more of a sprint than it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's hard to say, you know, a sprint with 2 miles here, but what's the goal that you have as you head into Saturday with Lakin and then, of course, postseason coming up here?
just help my team get first and move from there.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season here and so far here. And freshman Dylan Duff joining us here. And thanks again for joining me. And keep up the good work.
Okay.
And good job. And thank you once again, Dylan Duff, joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City as we bring on our next guest. It'll be Coach here, Alex Fox. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you guys have had a pretty good season here. And last week I went to Ness City, and I think that was a good meet for you guys at the right time. And I think it showed their pretty good success there last Thursday.
Yeah, it was good. And we, you know, it's been bigger than what it normally has been. So it was nice to see, you know, new teams. You know, as far as team competition, there isn't much there, but there's always good, you know, just, you know, really good runners from smaller towns. So, you know, keeps pushing the kids.
Absolutely there. And boys and girls team races, you guys won those pretty good there. And I think that was pretty exciting because, you know, that was a confidence builder for your teams there. And nice to also get some runners back to put you guys in that position.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime we get a win is always a boost. So,
and, you know, last week was pretty nice day running. This week's been a little warmer. What are some things that you've maybe adjusted to this week to kind of acclimate, I guess, the weather and get prepared for Lakin on Saturday?
Well, you know, we just honestly, we just kept pushing. You know, we have had some cooler days, and this week has been warmer, but you know, something we tell the kids is just water, you know, hydrate. And you know, especially in these warmer days, you know, Lakin supposed to get pretty hot that day. And I mean, if it was kind of like Stanton County was, it got hot pretty quick. So, you know, you just gotta drink water, take care of yourself.
Right. Hydrate, the high-quality H2O.
Yes.
But, yeah, you mentioned Lakin on the Saturday. It's going to be a good, looks like a pretty big meet as well. I think some of the teams that are coming in there. But how big is this to get on that course and kind of maybe mentally prepare for what's going to be probably a pretty good regional in a couple of weeks?
You know, I'm excited it's going to be there. You know, like that, you know, we... You know, we go to this meet every year, so it'll be nice, you know, the kids get to run it, you know, before our regionals. Overall, it's a pretty flat course. I think there's like maybe one, two hills overall, but we tend to have some pretty quick times there as well. So anyways, but yes, it'll be nice that we go there right before regionals.
And I know you're, of course, we're already talking league next week. Saturday and then Thursday league at Goodland next week. But do you feel like that kind of your sponsor pretty much solidified on the varsity? Still see a lot of that push maybe from those 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9 runners on your squads?
Yeah. You know, we have, so yeah, we have league next week. But, you know, overall we have a good pack of kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all over. I mean, I feel like overall they're pretty close together when they, you know, all, you know, run good.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a good day, they're all in a pack pretty close.
Yeah, I noticed that too with the last Thursday's results there at Ness City. I think probably really, I mean, first time both the girls and boys were able to execute that and kind of run together like they did.
Yeah. And, you know, Goodland, the first meet, they did that as well, you know, but then we, you know, we always, there, you know, not everybody's going to run their best, you know, all together every single meet, you know, so, but like we saw that at Goodland and we did see it at Ness, so it was good. You know, we're just getting around, you know, to towards the end of the season to where, you know, we need that pack to get closer and closer together.
I keep meaning to ask you, how long have you been on the staff here?
This is my 7th year.
Really?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having
it
fun.
It really
right?
does. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
All right, and I promise again I call you Alex, and I've done that so far. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you guys coming up here on Saturday.
All right, thank you, Adam.